Hi, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we started a brand new series calling The Good Life. We're looking at the study of the book of Job, and we're asking this question, what if the good life demands difficult moments? If you've been around church at any length of time or read your Bible, then you know the story of Job is very famous as a man who really suffered in a way that most no one else in the Bible has. If you read the first chapter and the very last chapter, you think this is the most blessed man that God has ever put on the earth, and you realize it's all through the middle that he suffers intensely. And we see in the very first chapter that something's happening behind the scenes that Job doesn't know about, that Satan has noticed Job. God kind of prompted that, and Satan is basically saying to God, the only reason that Job loves you, the only reason that he's upright and good is because you've protected him. But if you take away his stuff, he's going to curse you to your face. And so God allows Satan to have his way there with Job, and Job loses everything. His loved ones, his stuff, all of it, his houses, his cattle, all the things that make someone wealthy at that time, he loses it all. And I think it's interesting that, you know, and there's so much that we're going to look at in this series, but it's interesting the way that Job responds to that loss. In chapter 1, verse 20, it says, then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That line, which has been made famous in songs that we sing for worship now, comes from a man who has lost it all. But his faith is being revealed to us in the moment of something incredibly difficult. In this tragic moment in his life, the reality of his faith and the depth of his faith is actually coming out. That when he's looking at this tragedy, instead of cursing God or blaming God, he's actually saying, all right, the Lord gives and the Lord takes, but blessed be the name of the Lord. That is a true picture of faith. And what's interesting is when we see the opening scene, when Satan is there amongst God, God says to him, hey, have you noticed Job, my servant, who is upright and moral and all the things about Job? And that's when Satan makes his accusation. But you see, God knew who Job was. What's interesting to me is it doesn't say there that Job knew the depth of his own faith. It's almost something that he's discovering, or maybe we're seeing revealed in that moment of difficulty. I bring that up because there's so many themes we're going to look at in this book, and I can't cover them all here in just a few minutes. But what I do want to say is that there's something happening behind the scenes that's much bigger than Job's life. That angels are figuring out things about God. Satan is learning about the character of God through the faith of this man, Job. But Job, the man we're watching suffer, is responding in such a way that it gives us hope, that deep down, we need to have that kind of faith when life hits hard. And we all want that kind of faith. We all want the kind of faith that's going to be stronger and something that we can cling to when the most difficult things happen in our life. And the truth is, we're all going to go through that. There's going to be a moment when we all face something that's out of our control. And it's in those moments that we need our faith more than anything. And we see that in this man, Job, that when everything fails, he turns to God and says, okay, God, have your way. You give and you take, but blessed be your name. I think we need to know the depth of our faith. I think that's why God allows the things in our life that he does. In 1 Peter, it talks about how he purifies us. He purifies our faith through the difficult moments. We need to know what our faith is, because there's going to come a time when we really need it. I'm grateful for Job. And as we look at this series and as things unfold, we recognize that God's doing an incredible work in and through this man's life. But that's what he's trying to do in all of our lives. There's something about the struggle that God is doing something in our faith. God, I pray that you would help us to have a strong faith. Help us to have the kind of faith that leans into you, not because of the stuff you give us, not because of the blessings we receive from you, but simply because of who you are. Help us to trust in you, regardless of the circumstance. Lord, help us to be inspired by Job, to know where to turn when it gets hard. And Lord, We trust in you. It's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. I just want you to take a second and think about the times in your life when you've recognized God's activity, even amidst the difficulty. Talk to God about that and thank Him for hanging on to you as you tried to cling to Him with your faith. Well, till next time, God bless.